Wow. Hi. I can't believe I haven't recorded since December. It is already March. What the heck? Time has flown by so much. There has so much has been going on since then. So I apologize for the long awaited episode, but here we are. Here we are. We are here now. I hope you are doing well. I hope you find this podcast well. Here's the thing. I haven't been showing up on my Instagram stories for quite a bit, to the point where all my friends are texting me and calling me like, hey, are you okay? And half of them already know that I'm just loving life right now. I am just being in each moment and being in reality instead of the other. But here's what I have to explain for that. I have been, you know me, I'm always reading something. I'm always researching something. That's just a part of who I am. It brings me satisfaction acquiring all this knowledge and turning it into wisdom, you know, and I'm just applying things that I've been learning. And so here we are. I read Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And there is something in the conversation that he has with this quote unquote devil, which just means like your negative self or your negative thoughts. But I got a lot of things I gotten out of it, right? So when you're reading, for me, when I'm reading all the time, I'm reading different concepts, different angles, different viewpoints of the same universal laws, basically, right? And I just love language. And so one of the things that I got was that when you're not generating positivity in your life, you are automatically at a default, right? So if in very simple terms, scientifically, we are matter, right? Our physical bodies are matter. We are more than just our physical bodies. We have energy, things like that, right? And so when we talk about the matter that we're made of, atoms, breaking it down to the most simplest thing, there's positive and negative, right? And if you are not choosing the positive, the negative just comes in and takes up space. And so I think for a few weeks, since the beginning of the new year, I have been in those spaces of negativity. And, you know, I have so many tools and so many things that I could use, and I'm applying myself in different ways as far as being, you know, trauma informed and learning and practicing embodiment and like all of these things, right? So anyway, back to my point. If we are not generating positivity in our life, if we are not choosing positivity, choosing the positive thing, because here's one thing that I know for sure is that positive and negative both exist at the same time. You just choose. And I already conceptually know that for all these years. That's what I coach and teach other people, right? Have them see that you can just choose the positive. But I think I got it now at a deeper level. There's more depth to it now, especially being that I caught myself noticing that I have been at a default in the negative. And the thing that book, Outwitting the Devil, gave me is when he says that it's all in your mind. It is really all in our minds, our thinking brains, our overthinking brains, our active minds, that we let fear drift us off, right? We let worry, fear, everything that is just a negative atom take up space. We're just allowing it. We're not choosing. We're not proactively choosing the positive. So there's one idea I want to share with you that has been helping me a lot these days. The other thing is why I'm not posting on social media is that I have been getting this urge, right? Where I'm in this really funny state where when I go to post, I have this feeling that I don't want to give unsolicited advice. And whenever I post something, it's unsolicited. And then also me being a consumer and scrolling and seeing what my friends are up to and things like that. And sometimes when you when you're scrolling, you don't get to choose. I mean, yes, you do. You get to choose who you follow and all of that stuff. You can unfollow people who are not you're not vibing with anymore, which is fine. But like, you can only do so much to control that. And at the same time, it's like, well, I don't want to control anything. I just want to experience everything, right? So in Outwitting the Devil, he speaks about when people give out unsolicited advice, it kind of just depletes the energy. It depletes your own energy. It depletes your power. And you should only give it when people ask. And so when I do my daily doses of love, it has been feeling inauthentic for quite some time. Like, really, like, I'm talking years. I've been doing it for years, but that's why you see me go on and off of doing it. I feel like in my heart space now, it's not authentic. It is that the environment doesn't feel, that's not the environment where it needs to be living anymore, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I took some time off posting because of that, because it just doesn't feel like the right environment for me to share. And I'm preserving my power in that way to empower myself to create something else. To create something else that others would want to hear from. You know, would like to experience and be a part of. Rather than just like leaving my stuff out there, posting it and taking it or leaving it. You know, like letting it for people to take it or leave it. That's like, it now just feels so energetically draining to me now. And it doesn't inspire me. It doesn't excite me. So I'm not going to freaking do it anymore. I'm still figuring out my way. Not figuring it, but like I'm letting it, I'm discovering new ways to share. And the most palpable right now, the most that feels good to my heart, my body, my soul, my mind right now is to just be present in reality with the people that are in front of me. My family, my daughter, my boyfriend, my friends, you know, that just feels good. Not just strangers on the internet. And some of you are not strangers at all. And we could do a little bit better by keeping up with or, you know, yeah, like taking the effort to reach out to our friends and the people that we do care about. We don't have to wait until they post something online so to know that they're okay or that you're interested in knowing their life. Does that make sense? So that's one. And I think I'll stop there for now. And one of the things that why I felt called to share this on my podcast is that you guys go into my podcast knowing what you, kind of having the idea of what you will be listening to. So it's not me giving unsolicited advice. You are kind of seeking it already, right? So that's cool. I'm going to discover a new way for myself to feel at home with posting again. And for right now, it's going to be very intentional. Intentional because I just saw how unintentional and how I was drifting into fear and caving into that. And so I have been choosing this week so far, not only choosing love, but choosing positivity. Yeah? And choosing awesomeness. Anyway, I am wishing you, whoever's listening, to know that you are already whole and complete, and that you are a masterpiece, and to invite you to dive into your process, dive into your creativity. Yes, you are creative. I don't care if you have the most mundane, quote unquote, mundane day, life, week, month, wherever. If you feel like it's nothing, it is something, because you are here for a reason. And I thank you for showing up. I thank you for giving me some of your time and attention today. And I hope you're doing well. Please let me know if there's anything that you need support in. I'll be happy to help if I can. Until next time, mwah! Have a good rest of your day.